morning, everybody. I'm Bill Dance. If you love fishing as much as I do, you're really going to like listening to my old buddy, Luke Clayton, for the next hour.
Thanks, Bill. This is David Fox, and welcome to Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. Luke has been a recognized outdoors writer for the past 3 decades and writes for a host of outdoor publications. Luke pens a weekly newspaper, Outdoors Column, that appears in over 40 Texas newspapers and is on the pro staff of Gearhead Archery, Air Force Air Guns, Sightmark, Smoking Tex Electric Smokers, Nielsen Specialty Bullets, and Texas Raised Hunting Products. Feel free to contact Luke through his website, catfishradio.org. Now let's join Luke and his guest for this week's show.
Well, good morning, my friends. It is your old buddy, Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends. How about that catchy new tune, our opener to the show that Mr. David Fox plugged in? That old tune is called Carter's Blues. It's a bluegrass tune that's, I guess, been around forever, one of my favorite songs. Now, our first segment is always Campfire Talk with Larry Wysoon, and Mr. Wysoon is standing by right over here on the other side of the campfire. Campfire Talk is brought to us each week by the Dallas Safari Club, Choctaw Hunting Lodge up in Oklahoma, one of Larry and my favorite places to hunt, Smokin' Tex Electric Smokers, and Striper Express up on Lake Texoma. Well, good morning there, Mr. Wysoon.
Well, top of the morning to you, sir. Just trying to catch up a little bit after Dallas Safari Club. What an absolutely great convention. And for a couple of days there, I was hosting a hunt for the Texas Wildlife Association in this instance, over around Brady, that was part of a giveaway for a membership drive. And that went extremely well, so now I'm trying to kind of catch my breath a little bit and get started on a bunch more projects.
I hear you. Well, it's always fun stuff that you do, and you do have as busy a schedule, Larry, as anybody that I know. But I know you enjoy it very much, too, you know?
I do. I've been so very blessed, as I know you feel the same way with what you've been able to do and continue to do as well, too.
Yeah, I do. They always say if a job is something that you enjoy, it never seems like work, you know. And I don't know if we've actually just fate has probably took a big part of it, you know. I don't think everything I do I was planned out from the day one, but it sure has developed into a fun. I enjoy the writing about the outdoors and you know, getting to do all the stuff I do, and gosh, I know you do too, you know.
Amen.
Larry, one thing. I'm not real big on these, I call them chat rooms or whatever, but, you know, I do visit them and sometimes make comments on those from time to time, but there's always a question of what is the best caliber for this or what's the best caliber for that. And I know I've seen you Sporting Classics, I've seen you you've made comments and you've asked that question, you know, or prompted people to give input on that question. And I know it's a viable question for a young hunter or someone that's hasn't hunted a long time. Caliber, I guess, to a degree, well, definitely. If you're going to go to Africa, there's certain restrictions that you have to carry of dangerous game, right? You have to go within some bigger calibers, but say here in the most of us that hunt deer and hogs and elk and, you know, bullet placement, Larry, you know, I know I've hunted with you enough. I know that's almost as important as the caliber a lot of times, isn't it?
It is. You know, I've been shooting Hornady for a long, long time, and more recently, I've been shooting their Precision Hunter, which is their ELDX bullet, which stands for extra low drag when it comes to the speed of that bullet. But and the X stands for expandable. But I'll tell you something, that particular bullet, as far as I'm concerned, and I've shot it in small calibers or relatively small calibers all the way up to some of the bigger ones that they make with that bullet, and that's kind of been my go-to. But you're right. a good bullet properly placed. Caliber can be important, but at the same time, that shot placement and the performance of that bullet when it hits that animal are two paramount things. And you know, you ask about, I did a Q&A not very long ago about if you had one gun that you would use for hunting all the world, what would it be, was the question. And my response was the 375 Ruger, which I've used on several continents now, and everything over in Africa, from little dicks about the size of a jackrabbit to elephants. And but when you get right down to it, here in North America, if you're going to hunt primarily white-tailed deer, mule deer, you know, may hunt moose or elk or some of those things one of these days, it's still really one of those things to where a 308, 30-06, 270, 280, 300 Win Mag, that category of calibers and load or rounds, if you will, is pretty hard to beat.
It is, Larry. And I know, you know, I've most of those animals you talked about, I've hunted a lot of my life, you know, many of them, and I've
right.
taken them. I've made the mistake. I wanted to make sure that I made it clear, but I've made comments in the past, especially for hog hunting. And sometimes I'd look back. I probably hope I didn't mislead anybody, but I always left it with a disclaimer, the statement that I've killed a ton of hogs with a .22 Hornet. Now, but also I mentioned that, you know, that's not really what you want to go buy if you want to go buy a hog gun. For all types of hog hunting, that would be one of the worst choices. But I always tried to make a little disclaimer, and I was usually shooting hogs, eating corn at 50 yards, and the little Hornet was a tack driver. I mean, I could put it, you know, with a standing still hog, you could shoot him where you wanted to, you know. So
exactly.
Killed lots, didn't mess up any meat, you know, like that. But for hogs, there's so many different schools of thought on hunting hogs. You know, a popular sport now, Larry, is, and I'm nothing against ARs at all. I mean, an AR is a, I've shot them in the past in the military, and they're just, you know, they're great guns. But shooting running hogs, a sounder of hogs at night with thermal, and it is a good way to thin the hog's numbers. But if you're going to be doing that, you do need a pretty strong caliber, you know? I mean, one that'll
yes.
compensate a little bit for every bullet placed at a running hog is not going to be placed where you or I would shoot one standing still, you know? So,
no.
Yeah. But there are a lot of folks like you and I that still hunt hogs the traditional way with, you know, like by traditional, I mean the way we've done it. For a long, long time, you know, with a Ruger number one or bolt action rifle, right? You know,
right, exactly. Yeah, you mentioned the Ruger number one. I've really become enamored over the years.
Oh,
I've always
boy.
Been a single shot fan, but the last several years, every opportunity I have to go hunt with a Ruger number one, I do. And the beauty of it is with that particular gun, it's a they're available in so many different calibers, like 100 different calibers. I think you start looking, get in touch with Lee Newton, he can find one for you about whatever you want.
Yeah.
But I shoot left-handed and right-handed sometimes, depending on the situation. And the beauty of that gun is it's a left-handed rifle or it's a right-handed rifle, depending on which side you're going to be shooting from. But
you know, it is
very accurate and great fun, and they're classy looking.
Oh, they look that one, that new one that you posted the picture with that stock. I mean, I've got a Ruger number one that's beautiful. You know, it's in a 270, and I absolutely love it. But that stock on that one that you sent me the pictures of, that is beautiful, you know?
Oh, man, that is Lee Newton had a tribute kind of put together to Joe Clayton, who started collecting Rugers many, many years ago and wrote books about it and all that. And he had a rifle put together that Ruger put out in a number one. In a 280 Ackley Improved, which is a older caliber, kind of the Wildcat a few years ago, but it's one that after I've been shooting it, it's become one of my favorites ever. But I think he limited that edition to like 150 Ruger number ones, and that stock that I got, I just happened to be traveling through an area there where Lee lives, and And Joe Clayton was there, and Tom Lee's brother-in-law, and they knew I'd wanted one of those guns, so they called me and said, "Hey, come on and have supper with us." And I said, "I'll come by and have supper with you guys if we choose a rifle for me while I'm there." So that rifle that's in that photograph on Facebook, which I've used on mule deer and whitetail this year, that was kind of a selection as a result of both lead and our, all three, lead, Tom, and Joe, and me, I guess, in there. I had a little bit to say, but I said, "Y'all pick out what you think is the most beautiful gun in the bunch." And they said, "Well, it'll be the third or fourth most beautiful." And I said, "That's fine with me, by God." I said, "I think we may have chosen the first three or so."
It is a beautiful gun, and I'm glad to see you putting it to use. I have a feeling that that's going to be probably your go-to rifle for many, many hunts in the upcoming years, Larry, you know?
It is. Essentially, that 280 Ackley Improved is like a Remington 7mm mag, which I've never really shot a whole lot of, but I've always been a great 7mm fan, and that particular one loves the Hornady. It's mounted with a Trigicon scope with an AccuPoint scope, but it loves that Hornady precision hunter that with the LDX. I'll tell you what, it is super accurate, as accurate as any bolt action that I've ever shot. And
yeah,
it does we're talking about that allows you to put that shot exactly where you need to in the vital areas, and that particular bullet does what it's supposed to do as far as terminal performance is concerned. So pretty good combination there.
It's a win-win deal. They're telling me we're about out of time, Larry, but I've got time to sneak in a little information here. We're talking about hogs. I've got a little 223, and I use the Hornady full bore, it's called.
Oh, yes, sir.
And that's a little light round, obviously, but I've got that thing. I'm going up to Jeff Rice's this evening. Actually, in a couple hours, I'll be heading up there to join Jeff, but I've got the Sightmark makes a digital night scope or day scope that you can in daytime. It's color. I mean, it's a digital. It's not thermal, and it costs about $500 instead of $5,000.
You know? Right.
But anyway, I'm going to be using that full bore. I have had the best luck with that Hornady full bore, and there again, folks, just because I'm going to be shooting the 223. You know, it is a lethal round. I mean, if you shoot that hog up in the front end, from the shoulders up to the head, somewhere in that area, I've killed a bunch of them with that. And that is a little hog hammer there, Larry. You know?
Yes, sir.
But the hogs, there have been a lot of duck hunters going on up there around Jeff's, and tons of hogs. But they're becoming, they were pretty much nocturnal, but the first hour of darkness, they're going to be on those feeders, so... They're waving the red flag, Larry. I'm too windy this morning talking, buddy.
Me too.
Yeah. Well, I wish we had more time, but you'll be right back here with everybody next year or next week at the same time, won't you? You know?
And next year as well, too. Well,
okay. Hey, that's planning ahead. See, this is just 2020. So, yep.
That's
okay.
Right.
You heard Larry. He's going to be with us in 2021. See you soon, Larry. Thank you.
You got it. You have good luck this evening.
Thanks. Well, folks, while we're in hunting mode here, I want to tell you about some products that I've used a long time, some of them a long time, some of them for a year, but all of them I can guarantee you work. One is Texas Raised Hunting Products. Now, Larry Wysoon, my buddy, turned me on to these last year, to this company. Made here in Texas. You can go online to TexasRaisedHuntingProducts.com. Check them out, or go right here to our radio website, catfishradio.org. But they make the Scent Guardian, which totally has revolutionized the way I hunt, especially bow hunting. Critters do not smell you. I don't have to play the wind anymore like I used to. Check them out. Check out the Scent Guardian. A lot of product, the sow seduction, I use that for boar and sow when I'm hunting. It attracts both of them. It smells like hogs, I'm telling you. Comes in a little canister. You just open it up and set it down. But check out the Scent Guardian and all kind of whitetail products. They're at TexasRaisedHuntingProducts.com. And for many years, I have used Carl Harmon's Ultramatic feeders. Those things, I've got one, folks, that's been in the woods for about 8 years and still works like the day I put it in there. Just I've had to replace the batteries, of course. Got a solar panel on it, keeps the batteries charged. Ultramatic feeders, in my opinion, make the there is no better deer feeder than these. They're completely concealed. They come in a box. Everything stays dry. It has the timer. Simple to set. And also what you want to look at is the eliminator. It works on centrifugal force and mounts to the 1/4-inch drive motor. And this thing seals off all corn. You know, there's no way a raccoon or squirrel can get in there and rob your corn. So you can learn all about these products at ultramaticfeeders.com or just on our radio website, catfishradio.org. Now, talking about hogs, which I usually am known to do, if you're a night, if you hunt hogs much, you probably hunt them at night. Now, Sightmark makes the Wraith. Now, I used the previous model. It was the Photon RT. I even went back as far as the Photon XT that Sightmark makes. The Wraith is it's a digital day and night scope. It's color during the day. Of course, has the IR for night use. It costs, listen to this, $500. Now, you know, thermal, obviously, is the catch me out. But thermal costs a lot of dollars. No need beating around the bush there. If you are an average hunter that, you know, that's going to be shooting hogs out to, say, 125, 150 yards at night, the digital is going, this Wraith is what you need. The price is $500. How about that? And they do work. So you can check the Wraith out on sitemark.com, or just remember, always go to the radio website. I have a direct link. Go to catfishradio.org, and you can click right there on any of the sponsored links. But the Wraith is something that I want you to check out. It costs $500, and it does get the job done.